In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor follows up on last week's Boneyard Creek commentary and gives ideas to keep your local waterways clean.
In last week's commentary, I called attention to the fast action taken by U of I Facilities and Services and the City of Champaign to diagnose a problem that was allowing pollution into the Boneyard Creek through a storm drain on campus. This week, I'm delighted to report repairs on the leaky underground lines that caused the problem are complete. Why care about that? At the very same time a crew was filling in the trench that had been dug to fix the lines, a pair of mallard ducks dabbled just below the outfall from which water contaminated by paint flowed just 15 days before, and a painted turtle basked on the sandbar just upstream. I take great pleasure in reporting the outcome of this affair, because doing so might encourage other people to appreciate and monitor the Boneyard Creek, and or the waterways nearer where they live and work. The message here is, if you see something, say something. There are people who work for local municipalities and on campus and at Illinois EPA who care deeply about the environment and take seriously the job of preventing water pollution. That job is complicated, as Assistant City Engineer from Champaign, Eleanor Blackman, explained to me in an email last week. She wrote, "The city can educate against, deter, and punish dumping pollutants into the stormwater infrastructure, but ultimately can't control either behavior or access to the system by 100,000 or so residents, employees, and visitors in the community. In addition, much of the job of preventing pollution is less visible to the public than fixing a pipe that pours paint into the creek. For example, David Wilcoxon with U of I Facilities and Services directed my attention to a systematic program on campus to identify and correct problematic drains across campus. In the first 5 years of its existence, more than 2,000 drains were inspected and more than 100 improper connections were identified and repaired. Individual citizens can play an important role in keeping local waterways clean by keeping anything other than rainwater or snowmelt out of the storm sewer system. The U.S. EPA recommends the following steps. Use fertilizers sparingly and sweep up driveways, sidewalks, and roads. Never dump anything down storm drains. Vegetate bare spots in your yard. Compost your yard waste. Avoid using pesticides. Direct downspouts away from paved surfaces. Take your car to the car wash instead of washing it in the driveway. Check your car for leaks and recycle motor oil. Pick up after your pet. While quick action to fix obvious problems and conscientious individual behavior help to keep local waterways clean, neither is a substitute for effective, organized activism on a broader scale. And when it comes to advocating the kind of public policies and cultural values needed to sustain the health of all the waters in Illinois, no group is more organized and effective than the Champaign-based Prairie Rivers Network. I've long supported the efforts of Prairie Rivers as a volunteer and recently joined the board of directors there. If you're not familiar with the group and its work, or you've been out of touch, take time to see what we're up to at prairierivers.org.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.